Welcome to another issue of Mighty Marvel Geeks on Sorcerer Radio. I am your host, Mike, and joining me, like every week, is Ken. How you doing today, Ken?
Almost every week.
Almost every week.
Almost like every other third week, kind of. I'm doing good. How about you?
Good. A lot of it just depends on our work schedules. I mean, it's crazy. We have quite a bit of news, some Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. news, a little recap of Marvel Assembled, some Phase 3 info, Fantastic Four, in or out, Avengers, a major battle scene in South Korea, and, we have that.
Forgive the interruption, but I believe this requires your attention.
Well, Jarvis is still with us. And
He's
still with us. I thought Tony took him back. Avengers 2 is coming out. You know, Tony Stark needs Jarvis. So
I thought Jarvis was like he needed to go to Tahiti or something.
That too. But the news Jarvis just gave me. We know Marvel Universe has got, or Marvel Studios has the Phase 3 laid out through, 2016? According to this, from Jarvis, 20th Century Fox Studios announces their plans for their Marvel franchises, and they're a little more limited.
A little bit.
As we know, Fox still has control over X-Men and Fantastic Four. Which, don't get me started on Fantastic Four now. That's later in the show.
Okay, yeah, we'll talk about that later. They also hold the rights to Deadpool as well, but they haven't announced the time or date for that.
Again, Deadpool is all part of the X-Men franchise.
Yeah, of course.
Coverage. But Deadline reports that following 2015's Fantastic Four reboot, the studio will release a sequel on July 14th, 2017. What? Are we kidding? Fantastic Flop sequel.
The Fantastic Crap Part 2?
Yes. Beyond that, the Wolverine will spawn a follow-up arriving on March 3rd, 2017.
Okay, great. We have to wait 3 years for another crappy Wolverine movie?
The Wolverine, based on the Silver Samurai storyline, I didn't think was too bad. A lot better than Origins.
It was better than Origins, but I didn't like it personally. It still just doesn't have that. It doesn't have the Marvel feel to it for me, if you know what I'm saying.
Right. At this point in time, with a third Wolverine movie, where do we go? You know, what's a major story arc that we could pull with? I'm not that strong on the Wolverine character. Beyond both of those pictures, there will be another undisclosed Marvel movie for release July 13th, 2018. No word on whether the movie will involve the X-Men, the Fantastic Four, or even both, which they talked about doing a crossover. Well, let's throw this one on the deck as well. July 13th, 2018. Could we possibly say Deadpool?
Could be Deadpool.
I'm assuming for 2013 or July 13th, 2013. I bet you that's a Friday.
Bet.
And I'm right.
He's right for
I'm
once.
Right. Hey. So, to me, what ideal character? Deadpool. On the 13th. On Friday the 13th. Would that not be the ideal choice? Are you listening, Fox? Deadpool, July 13th, 2018. There you go. It's Friday the 13th. Just do it. Announce it. Book it. Put Ryan Reynolds in there. You know he wants to do it. Just do it. Now, Mighty Marvel Geeks have said it. Let it be said. Let it be done. Boom. That's it. So
it's going to be done now. I hope your name is credited for it.
We get the credit. So take that, El Mayimbe, in your Latino review. It's not even a rumor. I'm not even making it up. I'm stating what should be done. What needs to be done. Not speculating here.
Isn't LR, though, usually right?
No.
No.
Not recently. Not recently.
Not recently. I wonder. Anyway.
We don't pass off news. We don't pass off rumors as news. We tell you it's rumor first. Well, with
Mike's
this
prediction
this is,
of Deadpool is his gut feeling.
My gut feeling.
Not his gut feeling, but his gut feeling that he says should happen.
It's my gut. It's the inner Hulk rage. Brrr. So maybe I shouldn't have done that. Speaking of Hulk and Hulk rage type issues, see what I did there?
I see what you did there.
Patton Oswalt.
Yeah.
Must be calling you.
So what the heck? I'm trying to dial him, apparently.
Confirm
the story.
He is coming on as Agent Koenig.
Yeah.
On Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. He first appeared as Sergeant... this might be a little bit of a spoiler.
Not Patton Oswalt, but we're talking about the character Koenig.
The character. First appeared in Sergeant Fury and his Howling Commandos, number 27.
This is another gut feeling thing from Mike. He wants a Howling Commandos series.
I do. I do. And apparently, Sergeant Fury, now Director Fury with S.H.I.E.L.D., mm-hmm. Is able to semi-relate to Cap. Why? Because Sergeant Fury was in World War II. Cap takes place in World War II.
So he's an old dude.
It's the life model decoys.
Hey, so let me ask you this. I'm kind of getting off topic here.
Sure.
A little bit. In a Sergeant Fury and Howling Commandos miniseries or short season show, who would you have play Nick Fury? Since he was younger.
Yeah, I don't know.
Would you have him?
The one person I would have cast.
Would you do it early?
Unfortunately, passed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's the guy who was on Rizzoli and Isles. He was a Disney kid too. I can't think of his name right now.
Well, let me ask you this: would you stick to the old comic version of Nick Fury or the Samuel Jackson reinvention?
I would still go with the Sam Jackson. That way, it could
for continuity's sake.
For continuity's sake, yes. That's the only way to go. I can't think of this guy's name. But now, I don't know who I would choose for a character. I mean, who's out there that's similar to Sam Jackson that would be ideal in the younger phase?
You're talking about Lee Thompson from Rizzoli and Isles.
Yes, he was also a Disney actor.
Yeah, he was in the famous Jet Jackson.
That's it. He would have been perfect.
Right.
He would have been perfect for that role. But, I mean, we're looking at the Howling Commandos themselves. And bring them in from the movie.
Right.
Maybe Sam Jackson could pull it off as is. If you don't go maybe 10 years younger with an actor.
Slowly aged.
Yeah. 10, maybe 15 years. And that would be ideal too. I just don't know who to go with. Maybe that's our thought for next week.
Yeah, I'll think about it. So, since I pulled it on you.
Yeah, well, that's a great question for our listeners as well. Email us at show@weebiegeeks.net and let us know who you would like to see portray a younger Sam Jackson Nick Fury.
For a TV show.
If that were to happen,
we're not saying it's happening.
Exactly.
It's happening.
Again, that's one of those. That's my dream. If they're going to do Agent Carter, 13 episodes each year, it's a different, or each season's a different year, different set of missions.
They're going to have.
I think they could do
Commandos in it.
I think they could do the same thing with Howling Commandos.
Yeah, well, I mean, you could cross it over. You could introduce some of the Howling Commandos in series, you know, in her series.
And then at that point in time, that's where you introduce this new young Sergeant Fury. So yeah. Who do we want to see cast as Sergeant Fury in the Agent Carter series? To maybe, in my hopes, being a Cap fan and all, you know, stuff related with Cap, possibly bring on a Howling Commandos series. Right. Whether it's Howling Commandos or Sergeant Fury and his Howling Commandos, who would you see? Again, show@weebiegeeks.net or 321-219-8227. 321-219-8227. Contact us either way and let us know, and we'll talk about it next week.
I have a suggestion, though, real quick.
Sure.
Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah. It could work, kidding. But he's already tied up with a fantastic kidding. Flop. So, anyhow, Oswald, to paraphrase, he goes, I got a call from my agent saying that they wanted me for Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I said, hell yes.
Didn't take
well,
long.
Well, enough said.
Or decision, yeah.
Now, I guess he tried to research more on the character, hoping, you know, because I guess he's really caught up on who's the clairvoyant. Who's the clairvoyant? And he was going the direction of MODOK.
Mm-hmm.
And come to find out, it's not MODOK. So he's not playing the clairvoyant. So I think he's a little disappointed with that.
He wanted to play ahead.
He wanted to get ahead somehow. You know how he is. He wants to get ahead in the geek culture.
Is that why he thought he was MODOK?
That's why he thought he was MODOK. MODOK, more no. So, Marvel Assembling the Universe. Interesting show. To me, I thought it was definitely Blu-ray, DVD, bonus content material.
Yeah, me too. It's more like a big, kind of like a commercial for their franchise.
Yeah, putting it on primetime like they did, it was definitely a commercial.
It wasn't what I expected it was going to be.
No. Hyping up the whole Age of Ultron sneak peeks.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. A little disappointed.
Me too.
But to get the information...
A lot of it was stuff we already knew up until the last... What, 10 minutes or something?
Yeah, well, there were some things I didn't know. I mean, there were 9 things we got out of the show, or I got out of the show. Hopefully you got the same thing. Number one, no one wanted to write Iron Man.
Yeah, for years.
Okay. What does that tell you? You know, we heard on one of the clips that all these characters are, you know, they've been around over 50 years. They're all A-list. No. Obviously not.
Iron Man was B-list.
Top team in the Marvel Universe. X-Men. Always. Who's the B-team? The Avengers. The C-team? The Defenders.
Yep.
Or maybe West Coast. X-Force as well. So, I don't know. It's, so no one wanted to write Iron Man, and then it ended up being four different, you know, four writers collaborating?
30 writers passed on Iron Man. 30.
Can you believe it?
It's ridiculous.
How many people shot themselves in the foot afterwards?
How many people are like, oh, I could have done that.
The first one was great. I actually enjoyed the first Iron Man.
Yeah, me too.
Now, of course, we found out too, Josh Whedon thinks, you know, as everyone calls him, RDJ. We just call him Mr. Junior.
You call him Mr. Junior.
When you know him as good as we do, it's Mr. Junior.
Period.
I still think Robert Downey Jr., Bob, RDJ, just depends on how well you know him.
Bob. Bob Downey.
He was the perfect choice for Tony Stark.
Absolutely.
With him being sober now and been sober for a long time, who was the best person to portray the Tony Stark character and nail it first time? RDJ. I mean, he had so much past to draw on. I think that's what ended up making that character so believable.
Yeah, he has, you know, not only that, he has the look, Tony Stark look. I mean,
he's got the swagger.
Yeah.
I mean, even when
I don't think anybody else could have pulled it on. I mean, you know, an actor's an actor, but Robert Downey's just a natural fit for that.
When they recast Tony Stark, it's going to be very hard to fill those shoes.
Yeah, it won't be the same for sure.
And that movie is going to get panned hard.
Every movie will.
Gwyneth Paltrow and John Favreau made each other cry in the office.
How do you say his last name again? Favreau?
Johnny Boy.
I thought it was Favreau.
Favreau. Yeah, they made each other cry in the office when they met for, I guess, what was it, for the casting? Or to meet up?
He brought Gwyneth in and he said, hey, you want to be in the movie? She's like, yeah, and he's like,
So, the next thing, which I laughed hard at this one when I heard it. And it's like, really? This day and age with the internet, you're going to keep Sam Jackson out of Iron Man? Really?
Right, you're going to hide the fact that he's in it?
Please. So they did everything. They drove him to the set location in a hidden, you know, pretty much hidden in the car. Had him hidden from all view to get him into the trailer. Took him from the trailer back into the car, drove directly on set. He gets out on set next morning. I don't remember who it was.
Ain't it cool news? It was one of them, yeah.
Announces Sam Jackson's in Iron Man. Well, that surprise worked.
Yeah. Somebody on set.
It had to have been.
Of course.
It had to have been. Coulson, apparently, even though he's level 7, seems to be the last to know anything until Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. comes around. And then he's still kind of the last to know.
They let him know he was going to be with a ragtag group of agents.
I don't know. It's like,
probably not.
You're being sent out to New Mexico. Or they go, oh, what was it? They said, you know you're going out to New Mexico. And he's like, well, what's in New Mexico? Thor. Oh, okay. And then his whole death scene, he gets killed. He goes, this means I'm done with Marvel movies? So it was cool how this was a character created for the cinematic universe. And
he's the glue, Mike. He's the glue.
He is. I like his character, don't get me wrong. It's, I don't think Jed's treating him right on the series. Jed's not treating the series right, personally.
Not at all.
Now, Bruce Banner appears to be the modern day Hamlet. Everyone's portraying him. If we don't see Mark Ruffalo in the next Avengers movie, I say, all right, kill the Hulk. That's it. Done.
Poor Hulk.
Poor Hulk. He was once loved. Now he's gone.
They just will never have Bruce Banner in the movies. It would just be a CGI Hulk. They won't get rid of the Hulk.
Yeah.
There'll just be no Bruce Banner.
Yep.
Smashville.
I thought I had the Hulk soundtrack on here from the TV series.
Oh, you fail.
Oh, I fail. Oh, do I fail bad? I failed myself.
So
I was gonna do the dun 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 dun. And then the little walk away music.
Sing it, Mike.
I can't sing. They don't want to hear me sing. The best I could do is this.
Young Bruce Banner, down in my gamma rays, turned into the Hulk.
Beat me on gamma rays.
Oh my god, how old is that?
That is 1966.
Wow. Before I was born.
It was before we were born. Before both of us were born. So, let's see. Captain America will set up Avengers 2. Duh. That seems obvious.
No news seeing that we are doing phases here.
That's like Iger announcing the other day that Star Wars is taking place 30 years after Return of the Jedi. Duh. Already been talked about. Been there, done that.
That established, yeah.
Thank you.
The thing I haven't seen before was the Falcon. I hadn't seen any footage of him until I saw this show.
There is a couple clips, the more recent clips. The last one, I want to say it's almost a 4-minute clip, has some great footage of the Falcon.
All right. Check it out.
If you check out Al John, who, host of WDW Tiki Room, and his website, Jedi Mouseketeer, he's got some footage from the red carpet premiere, and I believe there's some Falcon footage on it.
Oh, cool.
The only thing I'm disappointed in with the Falcon is I was looking forward to the spandex and the red and white.
You want the old school?
Oh yeah, I want the old school. I think that's what disappointed me with, I know it's not a Disney film, but Hasbro Studios is a partner of Disney toy-wise. But with the G.I. Joe movie, I was expecting to see the arms from the action figures. Instead, they kind of went generic.
Well, everybody goes black, because of the black outfits.
Right.
I guess it makes them look tougher, not so, I don't know, spandex on older men.
Yeah.
Unless you're Spider-Man.
True. Hulk smashing Iron Man. So we kind of see a little bit. I couldn't tell initially if that was part of the Hulk Iron Man Unite animated, or if that was the Hulk Buster suit that we see briefly in Iron Man 3. And for some reason, he has to use it on the Hulk.
They showed concept concept art for the Age of Ultron for that suit.
Yeah. And then the last one was the
preview. I thought he blew up all the suits, though.
I thought he did, too.
Yeah, anyway.
Well, apparently there's a secret stash somewhere.
Of course there always is.
The other one was Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch. Oh,
yeah, the first concept art looks.
Exactly. I don't know. To me, it looked okay.
Yeah.
A lot better than what Singer's doing.
Oh, yeah.
A lot better. So, I mean, for that, I would say is definitely a saving grace. But I'm still wanting to see the traditional Scarlet Witch look. Or something close to the spandex uniform.
Mike wants spandex, the theme of this podcast.
The spandex episode. Well, fine. I'll just walk away.
Poor Mikey.
No one loves us. No one loves the Hulk. That's why he's Hamlet.
Such tragic music.
And I found it.
Yay! I can tell.
So, when we come back from break, we're going to talk our comic book picks for the week. We've got six for you this week, which is awesome, with a very slow comic book week. And then, of course, we're going to catch up on Fantastic Four, and we're going to talk about the Phase 3 breakdown from Marvel Studios and more. So until then, remember, show@weebiegeeks.net or 321-219-8227, and let us know who you want to see cast as a Sergeant Nick Fury. So we're thinking a little younger than Sam Jackson. So let us know who you think.
Welcome to the new sound of Sorcerer Radio. Version 3.0.
Sorcerer Radio presents the Sorcerer Radio app, version 3.0.
We have the technology.
Check out our brand new Sorcerer Radio app for all iDevices as well as Android devices.
Better, stronger, faster.
Streaming Disney music 24/7. App highlights include a new broadcast window that shows you what you're listening to and what's coming up next.
Hot dog!
Multitasking so you can listen to SR as well as perform other tasks on your iPhone.
Gorge!
Listener access to all of our daily shows. The new interface, a new buffered stream, auto reconnect when signal is lost, visual EQ, pause, rewind, and scrub features.
My goodness!
And the new SR info area. Get your virtual Disney World fix today with the new Sorcerer Radio app version 3.0 from Sorcerer Radio.
Be careful with that. It's extremely dangerous.
SRSounds.com.
Rebel Force Radio.
Your source for the Force.
Star Wars news and commentary.
With Jason Swank and Jimmy Mack.
I've seen Star Wars 500 times.
Weekly live shows and podcasts.
RFR.
Like Rebel Force Radio on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Rebel Force Radio.
Your new source for the Force.
Rebel Force Radio. With Jason Swank and Jimmy Mack. Saturdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on Sorcerer Radio. SRSounds.com.
Chip and Company is your daily Disney fix for Disney news, park planning, giveaways, and so much more. Visit our friends from Chip and Company at chipandco.com to get you up to date on all things Disney.
A magic beyond anything you could ever imagine.
Meet the Magic is a site where you can find Disney sites, blogs, and fun new Disney friends. Learn how to save money or make your trip more magical.
Prepare to have your senses awakened.
Visit meetthemagic.com and follow her on Twitter at Meet the Magic, a proud partner of Sorcerer Radio.
It's an adventure too magical to miss.
Woohoo! That was scary. Can we go again? Dan Barnes here, inviting you to take a ride with me on an all-new edition of E-Ticket Time. I'll be playing the best ride-through audio from all your favorite Walt Disney World attractions. No fast pass required here. Just tune in Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern, only on Sorcerer Radio at srsounds.com.
I am a Jedi. Like my father before me.
Are you a fan of Disney, Star Wars, and Marvel? Well, look no further than JediMouseketeer.com. On this geeky fan site, you'll find the latest news, videos, information on movies, comics, and more. Check out JediMouseketeer.com and follow him on Twitter at JediMouseketeer, a proud partner of Sorcerer Radio.
Remember, the Force will be with you, always.
It's Mike and Ken from Mighty Marvel Geeks. I hope you're still with us.
Hi, Mike.
Ken.
I need a bro hug.
And you're listening to us on Sorcerer Radio. And, I think we're gonna go ahead and head right into it.
That's so sad.
It is. But it's
so long.
But it was such a great song. I mean, you hear that song and it's like, Hulk, you know it.
And you feel alone.
Yeah. So alone. I'm trying to remember what the main titles sounded like.
I'll have to pick it up.
That little 70s piano.
Like from Halloween.
Just about. Man, 14 seconds to get to the beef of this. 70s bass drum. That was the main title.
Frantic.
Then, according to the soundtrack, which there is an Incredible Hulk soundtrack, here's the theme song. It's the Lonely Man. The Lonely Man theme's the theme song from the Hulk. Really? Yeah. It's just 3 minutes and 31 seconds compared to... Wow.
That's coming for that. Oh, yeah.
Get the disco here.
How are you doing? Hey, ladies. How's it going?
Welcome to Club MMG. We're your DJs for the night, and ladies, you drink free. Ha-ha.
Ladies drink for free.
Don't they?
And they're all on me.
We got Scarlet Witch over in the corner, Professor X spinning the wheels of this chair, Wolverine. Wow, that's a sharp-dressed man.
Okay, on that note.
Thank you for joining us for Mighty Marvel Geeks.
Get to you next week.
New comic book day, March 26th. Man, I feel like I got new comic book day this weekend. I'd be hitting it twice this week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You know, we had it this past Wednesday. And, of course, our picks for this past Wednesday are in last week's show notes. But also hitting MegaCon. So, I'll have for you guys for a future show, some interviews from Marvel artists and creators. So yeah, within a 7-day period, 3 comic book days.
Nice for your wallet.
No, not really. Not really. It's gonna lighten my wallet a lot.
And your bank account.
So why don't we start off with New Comic Book Day? So, like I said before, we had 6 books for this week. And,
That startled me a little bit.
So, Tim, why don't you start us off with your first pick for this week?
Okay, my first pick is Captain America Homecoming number 1.
Yeah, this one's got my...
And the reason I chose that is because it is kind of the tie-in with the movie that's coming out next month.
Yeah.
It is Captain America and the Black Widow leap into action in an all-new cinematic set adventure with Steve Rogers. Oh, good Lord. Let me try this again. What brings Steve Rogers back to tour his old Brooklyn neighborhood? Hint. It's not just the milkshakes.
Wait, I don't get it.
Plus, I mean, either. Is that his yard? His Captain America brings milkshakes to the yard? I don't know. Plus, it's a reprinting of the first appearance of Cap's number one wingman, the high-flying Falcon.
That is worth grabbing right there alone. Yeah. Just that alone. I'm kind of an Avengers theme this week. Flat out. I went with Iron Patriot number one. That's my first pick for the week.
I was going to pick that too, but I decided not.
Jim Rhodes has quit the Secret Avengers.
What?
As the Iron Patriot, he's bringing his fight against the bad guys to the home front. But a new villain emerges with a brutal plan that could turn the Iron Patriot into America's most wanted.
Mm.
Wow.
Oh, no. I just dried my tears.
So your number two pick for the week.
My number two pick is George Romero's Empire of the Dead, Act 1, number 3.
This has been a great series.
Yeah. That's why I continue to pick it, Mike. It is, this time it's zombies versus vampires, with humans caught in the crossfire as legendary George Romero unleashes his next undead epic. Welcome to New York years after the eruption of an undead plague. Hey, sorry, I got a text message. Let me look here. Okay, nothing important. Nothing important. I'm only in the middle of a podcast. Or a show, whatever. What are we doing here? See, I've lost my train of thought.
We're doing it. Still talking about George.
Oh, okay, yeah. So I said, welcome to New York, years after the eruption of the undead plague. A city not only teeming with roaming zombies, but also ruled by vampires. Who is plotting against the mayor? Is there a zombie uprising afoot? Good Lord, there's a lot of stuff on this one.
Yeah.
And who is the firecracker known as Dixie Peach? Plus, it's a terrorizing team-up in variant cover form when the zombie godfather George Romero unites with the zombie king Arthur Soydum. Didn't he do that last time, too?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think that's part of the whole
series.
Concept here, yeah.
I like the cover up is a zombie head in the basketball hoop.
Yes, it's awesome. Well, my number two, I went with Uncanny Avengers number 18. It's written by Rick Remender still. Your cover artist is Daniel Acuna. Avenge the Earth, Part 1.
Part 1?
One. Welcome to Planet X, the new mutant homeworld.
Part 1?
Part 1. Where everything is great, presuming you possess the mutant gene. Janet Van Dyne, a.k.a. the Wasp, is the last human being alive.
Whoa.
Relentlessly pursued by Magneto and his all-new X-Force, and their No More Humans campaign, and protected by her husband, Havoc, witness the fate of the Uncanny Avengers who survived the Apocalypse Twins plot, and how. Now, I think we covered the covered this a while back, or teased this a while back.
Yeah.
On the show.
Probably so. Scene I can't remember yesterday. I'm just going to go with you on that.
Okay.
So.
Our number threes.
I'm going to go with your favorite comic, Mike. Superior Spider-Man. Number 30. I know you, how much you like this.
Yeah.
It's Goblin Nation, part 4 of 5. Since the start of Dying Wish, it has all been building to this, one of the most important moments of the entire Superior Spider-Man Saga. Once this happens, it cannot be undone. Do not miss this issue!
Well, I went with Avengers number 27. Told you it was an all-Avengers theme. The secret behind the all-new Avengers revealed. The science war overtakes the world. Or worlds.
Worlds.
All the answers to the questions you wish remain hidden. I can't find them. I can't find them.
No, I want them answered and found.
The collision of Avengers and New Avengers is imminent.
Uh-oh.
Dun, dun, dun.
Cue New Avengers comic book. Yes. Number one.
All right. Part one. Part one.
Part one. Part one.
We're going to have listeners going, please, no more Lonely Man. No more. No more.
Can't take it.
So we talked about 20th Century Fox and their plans for phase, they don't have a phase, just their plans for their franchises. They're running.
Willy-nilly phase.
Marvel is talking 3 or 4 movies a year?
Yeah.
What's up okay, with that? Well, right now, between Phase 3, or what's out for Phase 3, they're not even close to 3 or 4 movies a year. They're talking, This year, we've had Cap. We've got...
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy. And then next year we got Avengers 2, Age of Ultron, which is what, a May release?
Yep.
If I remember right. Then July 17th starts Phase 3 with Ant-Man, which, you know, the Marvel's assembling the universe. They had the footage of the screen test for Ant-Man that everyone was denying wasn't actual footage. Then if it wasn't actual footage, why'd it end up in the show?
Yeah, it was in the
because
show.
That's actual test, and that's, I think, at this point in time, we have now seen what the costume looks like. Or potentially it's going to look like. And there's going to be some comedic elements to it. If you haven't seen the Ant-Man footage out there, I don't know if you can still find it. But, I mean, it was kind of, cartoonish with the way it's like he's running in place and everything's moving in the background behind him.
Right.
With the green screen effect. So,
I don't get the logic on this Marvel plans to release 3 to 4 movies a year when every year there's only 2 movies.
Yeah. They're going to have to ramp it up in order to do
except
it.
Except for 2017, 18.
So I've only got dates through 17.
Yeah, well.
Because you got July 17th, 2015 is Ant-Man. So you're looking at Avengers 2 and then start of Phase 3 with Ant-Man. May 6th, 2016, the movie that's going to take down DC, point blank, it's still rumored, but Captain America 3.
Yeah.
It's still rumored.
Project.
And then you have July 8th as an untitled project. And then May 5th, 2017 is another untitled project. So the two there untitled projects, what could we be doing with those?
Doctor Strange. Thor.
Thor 3.
Black Panther.
So if they want to get some of these other characters in there, because there's talk of a Black Widow movie.
Yeah.
Well, 2016, 2017 gives ScarJo's child, a couple years where don't need to be as needy.
She doesn't like to be called ScarJo.
Well, I apologize to Miss Johansson.
Yes.
I will never refer to her as ScarJo again. I apologize, Miss Johansson, if you're listening to the show.
She just likes to be called Scarlet.
Well, we're going to be polite and call her Miss Johansson. It's just, when you know her the way we do, we call her Miss Johansson. So yeah, it's going to be interesting to see where we get to with this.
So what happens when the phase three is over?
There's phase four. They supposedly have an idea of what they want to do through, what, like 2025?
Well, and Chris Evans is signed on for, what, 6 more films?
I think
so. Or something like that? Yeah.
Whether it's cameos or actual movies.
Right.
Yeah. And, of course, he even said, too, he wanted to step down and take a break. Well, that's fine. Maybe you do Captain America 3 and you let him have a break. That's not a problem. I'm okay with that. But if we potentially get, well, I'll save this comment for when we talk about the Fantastic Flop. Movie wise, it's the Fantastic Flop. So, but how are they going to squeeze more movies into this? We got the two that we said could be Thor and Guardians 2. Well, if they want to do
Doctor Strange.
Strange and, well, that then makes a third film for 2016, possibly. You throw in Guardians 2 in Thor 3 in 2015. That could do it. They'll put 3 there, with Ant-Man, Avengers, and Thor 3.
I don't think Thor 3 would come out in 15, though.
I could see it possibly being done, but I just don't see how it logistically, without it being overkill.
Yeah.
I think doing 3 is pushing it. 4 is going to be a death blow.
Yeah, it's going to be a little too much.
4 is going to be a death blow. 4 is going to be a death blow. But they're talking. Speaking of Avengers 2, the end of Phase 2, major battle scene in South Korea. Supposed to take up to like 15-20 minutes of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be impressive. And they're already filming in South Africa. And supposedly Ultron's supposed to lay waste to Seoul or whatever city, South Korean city they're supposed to be in.
Yeah, they're filming in Seoul from March 30th to April 14th.
And of course, there's a lot of jumping ahead too because of Miss Johansson's pregnancy. They're trying to get as much in before the suit's not truly a suit much anymore. Yeah. So we might as well go ahead and talk about this. Fantastic Four. What can you say? It's Fox and Fantastic. I see Jarvis has activated the filters. Is it in or is it out? Point blank.
That is the question.
Rumor has it Trank is out. Rumor has it Simon Ginberg, who we also know is a writer for Star Wars Rebels, is out. Supposedly the cast that has been, or the actors casted, there's been no ink laid to the contracts, signature-wise.
No negotiation.
So they're possibly out.
What do you think this has to do with the fan uproar about this, or?
Well, I think it's funny that we've got all this talk about, here we are doing Fantastic Four. We've got everything going on. But yet, what do? we put out a cast that no one likes. And there's an uproar. It was
a huge uproar. It was just a tiny uproar. It was mega, gigantic uproar.
Well, we see Trank come out and deny. We see Fox come out and send out letters to websites who posted articles about story plots with cease and desist. Nope, because we didn't cover it. But I would have turned around and said, yeah, but what you going to do?
And Fox is, you know, denying the allegations. And Bleeding Cool is the one, did you say that? I don't know if you said that or not. Is the one that has reported this.
And they're the ones sticking to it.
And they have told Fox that, you know, they suggest that if Fox really would like to stomp on the rumor, that they stop approaching people to replace the director.
Exactly. And then why, if all of this isn't true, why has Trank taken down his Twitter account?
He deleted his Twitter account.
Why? Was he getting slammed that hard by the fans on Twitter that he took it down? Not with the way he was fighting back. Did Fox tell him, give him a cease and desist and told him to shut up?
Probably.
Possibly. Has he been let go from the project? So he's taken down that account? So he can be more focused on maybe a different account later that's not deemed to Fantastic Four? Probably. But my question is, if all this happens and they can't get the movie up on time for next year, how soon before Disney steps in and says, you've had your chance, you're done, turn it back over?
We'll pay you money to give it back to us.
And then forget the X-Men Fantastic Four crossover, which to me seems like a stupid idea anyway, because it didn't work in the comics.
Fox just does not get it.
No,
at all.
The only thing they get is X-Men.
People argue with you on that.
They're having better success with X-Men, despite the critics. They're having better success with X-Men than they are with Fantastic Four.
It doesn't make them good movies, though. Look at the first X-Men was great.
First one was great.
I mean, the second one, it was okay.
They rushed the Dark Phoenix saga.
The third one, terrible. Wolverine, the first one, terrible.
Terrible. Oh, I hear you there. They cast the wrong person as Gambit, for one. Two.
Yeah. They underutilized Gambit. They put
Gambit in the movie. Gambit doesn't come around until much later.
And he's like to Wolverine, okay, see you later, and that's it.
Blob? I was cool with that. I thought Blob was great. Ryan Reynolds as Slade Wilson, Deadpool. Unless you remembered that it was Slade Wilson. Yeah. Wasn't even close.
Debacle of a movie. And this last Wolverine, it was okay. It was nothing on the caliber of what Marvel's doing right now with it.
No.
Look, and we won't even go to the Fantastic Four series, how Fox has screwed that up. The Spider-Man movies, they were okay.
First one was great. Second one was decent. Third one fit right in that same category. How do you kill a superhero movie? Third film.
Yeah, it was terrible.
But, I mean, Marvel's just as guilty of it. Iron Man 2, good films.
The third one?
Third one, how do you kill a superhero film? Third film.
Make a first Hulk with Ang Lee?
That too. Now, the second one was... I think that's one of the first times we say, where's a sequel better than the original? The Incredible Hulk. Ed Norton. Yeah. So, it's... at this point in time, I want to see Disney get it back.
Me and you, me and millions of other people.
So, I would say...
It's frustrating.
It is very frustrating. If you're tired and fed up with what Fox is doing with Fantastic Four and the way things are going, write Disney, write Marvel, and ask them to fight to get it back.
Do something.
At this point in time, they are jeopardizing the credibility of the franchise by doing it. And then you could set up Avengers 3, Avengers 4, the Infinity Gauntlet.
Because
then you can have Reed Richards starting up the Illuminati. You can have Thing be a part of the Avengers. I mean, you could start showing us, which we kind of saw in the Avengers, just a little bit, Franklin Richards, you know, Reed and Sue's son.
Mm-hmm.
It's alluded to that that's Franklin Richards.
Right.
How
about,
I think it needs to happen.
How about a, Hulk Wolverine storyline?
That would be great, but the problem is you got Fox and Disney.
That's what I'm saying. If they were to reacquire the rights, that's what I mean.
I don't think we could reacquire. I say we, being a cast member of Disney or employee of Disney. I don't think we're going to get our hands back on X-Men anytime soon.
I don't think so either. I'm just saying in a world where we would.
World where if we split profits with Sony, which, again, doubt that would ever happen, I would love to see the Marvel licensees interact with the cinematic universe and bring continuity and canon to everything cinematically.
Like Spider-Man and the Avengers?
Yeah. Yeah. Or Spider-Man and S.H.I.E.L.D. Which Spider-Man could appear on S.H.I.E.L.D. on the TV series. Because...
Oh, dreams and aspirations that we have, Mike.
Jed Whedon was listening. I believe we have the TV rights for Spider-Man. We have them for the animated, which means we should have them for live action. Contact Andrew Garfield. Get him on the TV show. I'm not saying, but I'm saying. So, I think that's going to wrap it up for us this week. Man, time's gone quick.
Yeah.
Again, contact us. We've given out the information in the first half of the show. This has been Mighty Marvel Geeks on Sorcerer Radio with Mike and Ken. You're geeks in the know about all things Marvel. Or we try to be in the know. So until next week.
Excuse me.
I hope you stuck around. We got some bonus content. At the time of this recording, we had some news break. Plus, we found one other story. So you have reached the bonus content. It's sort of like when you open up your comic on New Comic Book Day and you find digital code.
Free.
So.
Wait a minute, it's all free anyway.
Not
the comic book.
Okay.
Our show.
Anyhow. So we had some breaking news. What you got, Ken?
I got Gambit and Nightcrawler could appear in X-Men Apocalypse.
Really?
Really. Cine Premiere spoke to Bryan Singer. And he says that he's considering Gambit and potentially a young Nightcrawler for X-Men Apocalypse. He was going to have Nightcrawler in Days of Future Past and even wrote a scene, but felt they were forcing too many mutants into the story. And, of course, the last time we saw Gambit was in X-Men Origins, and Nightcrawler was in X2, X-Men United. So it's been a while since we've seen those characters.
Yeah, so at this point in time, is it going to be a younger Gambit, or is it going to be the Gambit from Wolverine? And which cast are they using? Are they using the Stewart cast, or are they using the other cast? If they're using the Stewart cast, which...
The story says it's going to be a young Nightcrawler, but a regular-aged Gambit.
I still think that puts Gambit in way too early in the X-Men storylines.
Let's see, just a little bit.
So,
a young Nightcrawler would fit into the timeline, though you assume his adventures in X-Men Apocalypse would be isolated from Xavier and the gang, given the White House assassination attempt at X2 is the first that they heard of this new mutant.
Yeah, but if they play on the fact that Xavier can wipe memories, maybe that's... Yeah. But then they say, would he be wiping his own for not remembering Gambit?
But then they go on to say, or maybe not. Having both characters show up could just be a creative decision that mows over previously established continuity, such as the decision to have an older White Queen show up decades before the younger version of the character in X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Right.
And they may even recast Gambit. X-Men Apocalypse is believed to be set in the 80s.
See, that puts it too early for Gambit. Gambit's first appearance wasn't until Uncanny X-Men Annual Number 14, July 1990.
Yeah.
And that was a cameo. And then he came in full-time, Uncanny X-Men...
211, was it?
266, which is August of... August of 90.
Yeah.
So that puts him in way too early in the storylines. But then again, look what they've done with with some of the other stuff. So, yeah. I mean, it's Bryan Singer at this point in time. I mean, what's it matter? Interesting that came about just as we were starting to wrap up show.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was other news. Since we had that story, we might as well cover the other story that we wanted to talk about on the show, but we couldn't get to because of time.
Right.
Episode 17 of Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It's called Turn, Turn, Turn. It will air April 8th. And this might have the answer of what we were talking about. That I said needed to happen with S.H.I.E.L.D. involving the release of Captain America, the Winter Soldier.
You'd have some tie-in of some sort.
Well, this might be a big tie-in. Possibly Scarlett Johansson, Miss Johansson as we know her by, might be making the cross to the small screen, and Agent Romanoff might make an appearance on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Say might. The only speculation is because of the title of the episode, Turn, Turn, Turn.
Correct.
And what is the significance of that?
Be honest with you, I don't know.
Because she said that line.
And
it was uttered by her.
That's right.
Somewhere.
It was somewhere in this between Avengers and Iron Man 3,
no.
Or Iron Man 2, she utters the line, turn, turn, turn. So for now, it's a wait and see, but we know there's been references to Agent Romanoff, a few times in the show. This is the most explicit yet, though. And of course, Chloe Bennett, Agent Sky, did reveal in a recent interview that one more big guest star will appear before the season is over. So, of course, you know, we were saying it needed to be Chris Evans. We had made the comment maybe Bucky with Sebastian Stan would be a great choice. Because if they do follow the Winter Soldier story arc, now we all know Bucky. Okay, for those who are not comic fans, I have to disclaimer it now.
Warning, spoiler alert.
Bucky turns good at the end of the film, or at the end of the story arc. He comes back to the age of good. Whether they actually do that in the movie or not, I don't know. I would hope, because then that gives
you... Because the guy that playing Bucky has a huge movie he's just got a huge contract, didn't he, with Marvel?
I think so.
Yeah, so I imagine that's going to happen.
But then again, you know, we have right now out in the comics, we've got the Winter Soldier, the Bitter March. They could use that whole story arc to build up spy stories for him to be this, and the Winter Soldier could be Marvel's Bourne Identity or Marvel's Salt, which I can't believe I said that, but
Marvel's
Salt was a great film.
I liked it too.
It was a great spot. Something. To say Marvel's James Bond, no. It's not a James Bond type deal. Bourne Identity, A Mission Impossible.
Not as confusing.
Yeah. Yeah, a Tom Cruise-ish Mission Impossible, where he still has his Russian team to deal with. Because we're talking spy era of the 60s. Yeah, I mean, there's potential there. So if they have them for 4 more films, why not? A great Winter Soldier series could be great.
Yep.
And I think they're setting it up well with the Bitter March comic title. So to hear Black Widow was a possibility, not a bad choice.
Especially, I don't know about that though. Since now she's pregnant and
well,
made schedule and all that good stuff.
Well, maybe with finding out, before
they could still use her even though she's pregnant, because they could have her sit behind a desk, you know, kind of hide her baby bump and
well,
have her carry a cat around or something.
I'm sure she's not that pregnant at the time that they filmed this episode.
Probably not.
But this is a way of keeping her active a little bit and still in mind's eye until she's comfortable getting back on the big screen with the Widow or any other movie projects. Is she can still work as if she really needs to work. But she can still keep in the public's eye being on S.H.I.E.L.D. every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, who knows? I mean, she can come on, make a cameo as a field agent telling Coulson what type of cleanup or what they need to do to go in. And here's the intel that she's gotten for him.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, so the possibility of bringing Black Widow into the series, at least for a little bit, at least for season 2, is not a bad idea. So maybe this is more than just a guest appearance. You know, maybe it could be a little bit more of a reoccurring role in season 2. I still say, I don't know your thoughts about it, but I still say season 2 is gonna happen. And I don't see this show potentially going away until after Avengers 2.
No.
It's a vehicle to lead into, to help keep everything and tie everything in up till, because after next week, there's no other Marvel movie to keep us occupied until Avengers 2.
I got a feeling it's going to be going through phase 3.
Possibly. Possibly. Because, you know, they've talked 5 seasons. Well, 5 seasons would put it 2018.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, that's a possibility. Possibility. So that is it for bonus content. Thank you guys for sticking around and listening. And, we love you. Remember to send us the casting for Sam Jackson, a young Sam Jackson.
Where can they find you on Twitter, Mike?
They can find me at Mighty Marvel Geeks. Okay. We're gonna ramp this up. Man, they paid that guy for all those wrong notes. Amazing. You can find me at Mighty Marvel Geeks on Twitter. Ken, you can be found
at KAMARCY. That is me. No.
Cool.
I'm just kidding.
So, we are in the works to try and get some guests for the show as well in the future. So, we're developing, we're growing. So, again, thank you for being with us for the bonus content. And, again, like we said, have a good weekend, and good week until next week. We've been Mighty Marvel Geeks.
I'm TNT, I'm dynamite.